The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
Oh my God, it's Bing Crosby. You know, that comes from Beth Connor, Mike Connor's beautiful, beautiful Louisiana wife. And Beth, she got us some great, great records, and that is a great, great song from one of the great singers of our time, Bing Crosby. If you're too young, you may want to Google that. That boy had a voice on him. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. Hopefully, you got power. Hopefully, you got water. Hopefully, you got electricity. Or we should just move to Venezuela because that's exactly what's happening. You know, thank God for Frank Siller, the chairman CEO of the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. They're doing so many great things in New York and all around the world, helping out first responders in a magnificent, stellar fashion. Hey, Frank, welcome back to the show, man. How's everybody doing? You all safe and sound?
Yeah, Joe, we're all good. And thank you for your kind words. And I just want to start out this interview. I want everyone to say a little prayer for my brother, Russ, who passed away recently. We have a mass for him this morning out in Rockville Center in St. Agnes. And a lot of close friends and family will be there for him. And he would have been 78 today. And that's why we're obviously having a mass for him. So, and in that spirit, my brother, Russ, was all about honoring my brother, Stephen, who died on 9/11. Yeah. And today we're announcing that we are the Tunnel to Towers are going to make sure that we put on a ceremony to read the names of all those who perished live that day, not a recording like the memorial is doing. We're going to read them live.
Yeah, Frank, God bless you for that. And my condolences to you and the family. And I know how close the Siller family is, so our hearts go out to you. So there was talk that nothing was going to be commemorated on September 11th. We were just going to forget about it. They were going to record about it. So now you're doing something out over and above what we're hearing, Frank. On your own, you're doing this at Tunnel to Towers.
Correct. They're playing a recording of a past 9/11 ceremony. We're going to be doing a live readings from 9/11 families. We're going to keep it from ages 15 to 40 because it's very safe. That age group is a very safe age group for people with the coronavirus going on.
Sure.
We're going to make sure everyone's wearing masks. It's very simple. We're going to have one person at each podium instead of two people like they did in years past. And the ceremony is going to look very similar. Except that this is we're celebrating the 19th year, not another year. We're going to make sure that those families have an opportunity to read the loved ones.
Yeah, God bless you. Where is it going to be? And they're televising this, I would assume. Yes,
I hope so. I would think so. It's going to be adjacent to the memorial. You'll see us all set up with the stage and. But it'll be right over by 1010. There's a firehouse right there. My brother worked. Yeah, you know where it is. And my brother worked there for a year when he was one of the years he worked there. So it was like, oh my goodness, this is exactly where we should do it, right by firehouse. You know, when we were down there working on the plans, right, to do it. there was a firefighter that came over to me, Mike Henry, and he lost his brother, Joe Henry, on 9/11. He was only 25 years old. But, yeah. You know, his brothers were firefighters, his uncle's a firefighter, his father's a firefighter, his grandfather's a firefighter. And he says to me, Frank, I can't believe what the, you know, families can't read the names. My niece, it was my niece's turn. And I said, Mike, look, we're going to get the names read. We're going to be doing it, the Tunnel to Towers. And he was, like, overcome with emotion, you know. I can't tell you how many family members were calling me up saying they can't believe what's going on. And they were expecting, or not expecting, they were hoping that we were going to be doing something. And we are. And we're very proud that we take this this role of making sure that we never forget the sacrifice that was made on September 11, 2001. And, you know, we honor the sacrifice that's been made ever since, but our men and women in uniform, nearly 7,000 of our military have died ever since. But on 9/11, it's all about those who perish that day, and the six that perished in 1993 also. There were six that died there that day, and we'll be reading their names as well.
Frank Silla, tell us about the smart homes. I can't believe you've gone. I've been with you for such. I'm proud to be with you for so long now. And then I'm seeing you grow every year. And then you bring on the most magnificent corporations. Everything great about corporate America, you see a Tunnel to Towers, my friend. And then you're making the smart homes. Like you came up with the concept. And you're building smart homes. How do you find who's worthy of all of course catastrophically wounded are worthy, but how do you pick where you're going to put the smart homes, Frank? Let's start there.
Well, they choose where they want to live. They want to live in a certain community, maybe community they grew up in, maybe community by a hospital. It's up to the individuals. And then we design these smart homes for their individual injuries that they have. And we've built or under construction of over 100 of them right now. Gold Star families, you know, we're paying off the mortgages or building them homes for Gold Star families. Fallen first responders, especially in time right now, Joe, where, you know, first responders aren't being, especially police officers, aren't being respected, and that's saying it mildly, the proper way. But, you know, Tunnel to Towers, we have their back. God forbid something happens to them. They die in the line of duty. They have young kids left behind. We're going to pay off their mortgages. So we're all about remembering the sacrifice that was made every day. But, you know, on 9/11, we are so proud that we're going to be reading these names. There was a survivor. Her name is Donna Sperra. She survived from the 100th floor. She went down to the 78th floor, and the people right around that she worked with was killed instantly right when the plane crashed in. And she started a petition. She was so upset. She started a petition because they weren't reading the names. Joe, she got in about a week, she's got 50,000 signatures. And she's a miracle to be alive. She's a miracle. She's a big supporter of the foundation. And she started this. I didn't call her to start it. She just started this petition. And she's got 50,000 names, many of which are 9/11 families. There's a big pouring of upsetment and disbelief that the names weren't going to be read, and we're so proud that we're going to be doing it. And I just got to tell you another one, Megan Manning. She lost her husband Terrence Manning on 9/11, and she had a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. This was the first year that they're going to be reading the names. This is the first year.
Yeah,
and,
I understood.
And she was yes, and she's proud to be able to do it now. And and we're proud to be able to offer that to us.
Frank, you're unbelievable. So the Tunnel to Towers run going to go? Do you think that'll go the end of September? What are you feeling there?
No. Look, we're going to put something out there. I'm going to save that for another day with you, Joe. Today I want to talk about 9/11. And I'll be back on shortly with you, and we'll be talking about what we're doing for on September 27th, where we always retrace Stephen's final heroic footsteps that he did 19 years ago when he ran through the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel with his fire gear on his back to the towers, and he gave up his life. Well, if you don't mind, I'm going to wait for another day to talk to you about that. Yeah,
All that you're doing is unbelievable. And I see, too, I love to see, Mark Wahlberg, you got talking on behalf of the $11 a month and Conor McGregor. So you got great people stepping up.
I want to get them in the ring together. Wahlberg McGregor match. But as a fundraiser for Tunnel to Towers, for sure. And that would be the all time
great idea. Yeah, let me do the Jerry Lewis referee in the middle. All right, I'll just go.
Nobody hurt anybody.
Listen, what you're doing is unbelievable. And with my love to your wife, I know she listens, and our hearts go out to you that you have a service for us today. I know how close you are. I'm just honored to be with you.
He was our spiritual leader. Russ was our spiritual leader, and I know he's watching over us, and he's with my brother Stephen. And listen, all families go through have losses, and we understand that. And we pray for all those who go before us. And today we're going to remember my brother Russ and his message of making sure that we're there for each other and making sure that we do good. My brother Russ was a Franciscan. He brought the statement that we live by, Joe, that brothers and sisters, this is St. Francis said this, brothers and sisters, while we are here, while we have time, let us do good. And in Russ's name, St. Francis' name, and Stephen's name, and all those who perished on 9/11, we're going to make sure that we do good. God bless you.
Frank, you're a special man. God bless you, man. God bless the Siller family and tunneltotowers.org. You want to make that donation, $11 a month only, and then Frank's going to be back. Tell us about the run. In the meantime, thank you. Thank you for never forgetting September 11th, my friend. God bless you for what you're doing, Frank.
Never.
Love you, man.
Thank you, John.
We love you. I can't wait to see you. Thank you, my friend. There's my man, Frank Siller, right there. I tell you, they were not going to read the names. They're going to do a recording of the names. And to Frank's point, there's a lot of family members from 9/11. And, man, you can't forget about it. You can't forget about it. It's like they want us to just forget about it on September 11th. And a lot of the families, they look forward to, extended family, the nieces, the nephews want to read the names of their uncles and their aunts who perished on September 11th, that horrible day that you just can't forget about, and how we rose through the most devastating of times during September 11th, and how Stephen Siller gave his life and so many thousands of others. And now the Siller Foundation, God bless him, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, with Frank Siller, they're going to read the names and they're going to do it live on September 11th. So thank you for that, Frank. God bless you. And to Frank's wife, too, who listens, and rest in peace, Russ. That's a great, great, that's a great family right there, the Siller family. Hey, it's 8:17 with Joe on the radio. Let me go to Tony. I see the calls have been backing up. I apologize because I want to make way and break early for Governor Christie. But let me go to Tony. He's been holding. Tony, thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Hi, Joe. I wanted to let you know you asked people to call in if we're getting to listen to you. And we have no power. I have no power, but I have a 1950s transistor radio that's working, and I can get to listen to you, because everything made back then was made to last, not like the stuff that they get from China now that doesn't last, that they gave the American store away to China. So I met you a couple of times. I do security at the Bergen Pack, and I've met you a couple of times in Europe.
You do a great
about the power. I said I have to pull in and tell you. I got a transistor.
Wait, where
radio
are you? Where are you? Are you in Bergen County, Tony, if I may ask?
Yeah, I live right next to town, right next to Paramus. Everybody knows where Paramus is.
So no power up there yet?
No, I haven't had power since Tuesday, and they don't know when we're going to get power. They said possibly tomorrow night.
Maybe they'll reduce those high property taxes in Bergen County a little bit for the trouble that you have to go through, Tony. Huh? Maybe. We shouldn't hold our breath. Right?
I don't think so. They're probably going to charge us more.
They will. Hey, Tony, what radio are you listening on? A regular, like a Philco or something like that, man?
Yes. And I have also a cathedral restoration on a 1920s radio that I can still get. I can still get AM radio on.
Yeah, no, so it'd be great. It'd be great. I love it. If you turn it on, you can only get William B. Williams. The rest is brilliant soul. That would be great. Tony, thank you. Thanks for your service over there at Bergen Pack. That's a great, great organization over there. And thanks for checking in. You be safe, my friend, and hopefully that power will come on soon enough. Thanks, Tony.
All right. Thanks a lot.
God bless you. God bless you. Hey, you know, no power. How do you not get any power? You can't just go working as hard as we're going to work. What do you? You know what? Let's listen to what Governor Chris Christie has to say. All right. I think he may have an idea of how to deal with this. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, 19 after 8 o'clock right now on AM 970. The Answer. Debbie Duhaime is on the roads on AM 970. TheAnswer.com.
And good morning, Joe. Thank you so much. Welcome to Governor Christie. Let's go out to Route 4 westbound in Bergen County. Problems continue, Joe. Route 4 westbound by Teaneck Road in Teaneck. It's an overturned tractor trailer, so expect delays over there. We're also seeing some delays in Jersey on 202 in Bernardsville with down wires. Over on the island, Robert Moses Causeway by Sunrise Highway, some down wires over there as well. And over on White Plains Road in the Bronx, it's an accident investigation getting out toward the area of Watson Avenue. Looks like all lanes completely closed. Serious accident. Still working over there. Jackie Robinson busy as you head eastbound getting out toward Union Turnpike with construction. And over on the southbound thruway, still stop-and-go traffic down through Newburgh. The problem here is an accident involving a couple of tractor trailers. Looks like the North Jersey coastline, Montclair, Booton, the Morris and Essex and Gladstone branch still suspended with New Jersey Transit. Partly cloudy today, high of 83. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
That familiar sound means it's back to school time. But this year, back to school will mean different things for different families. Whether your kids are returning to class with face masks or you're keeping them at home, one thing stays the same. Back to school will mean some big expenses, but we'd like to help. Enter the Back to School Sweepstakes. You could win $2,500 to pay for school supplies, kids' clothing, electronics, and more. Then we pay an additional $2,500 to your school. To enter, just go to our website. You can even win bonus entries to increase your chances of winning. No matter what back to school means for your family, we make it easier with the Back to School Sweepstakes.
For your chance to win, head on over to AM970TheAnswer.com and enter. That's AM970TheAnswer.com. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, are you guys open?
Yeah, we are. Come on in.
As businesses reopen across the nation, is your business prepared for what comes next? Salem Surround can help. COVID-19 brought America's thriving economy to a screeching halt. But now, local businesses are getting back to normal. Are you ready for the return to business and all that pent-up consumer demand? Contact Salem Surround.
Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Do you feel like there are more unanswered questions and few honest explanations about why so many of our liberties are under attack? Find out how we get back to a place of order and normalcy when you stream Morality in the 21st Century on Salem Now. Dennis Prager and Dr. Wayne Grudem confront the toughest social issues we face, and through never-before-told personal stories, you get a clear direction for a visionary future in this nation in this on-demand video special. Visit SalemNow.com to stream Morality in the 21st Century and type in the code WNYM for a 20% discount. That's SalemNow.com.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor. We love telling you about Relief Factor because you can get out of pain. I love being able to move around. I love being able to bound up the stairs, especially with the craziness of no power. And then you're around the house trying to take care of the property. You're trying to get out and about, and you always have that little knee pain, elbow pain, neck pain, back pain. You know what? If you're on Relief Factor, the pain goes away. Relief Factor, the 3-week quick start is discounted to only $19.95. It's like a trial pack. Will you go to Relief Factor? Factor.com, please, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384. Go to relieffactor.com. See if you can get out of pain. You know why? What Pete and Seth Talbot have done, they're the father-son owners. Great, great folks they are. I love Pete and Seth. And they came up with this for you, the 3-week quick start at only $19.95 to see if you can get out of pain. So many people are doing it. It's time you jumped on the Relief Factor train. And Al, it's been working well for you. You're doing good, my friend. I know it's crazy times for you.
Yes, it has.
But you're out of...
Yes. What do you want? What do you?
You're not gonna hit.
Yes, it absolutely has helped my pain. I feel great.
I need energy, baby. That's
yeah, I know. That's why I wanted to. I wanted to. Yes.
It was like FM, it's Allison great. Steel Radio, WNEW FM. Nightbird. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, honestly, I feel great. It took a couple of weeks to get going. The consistency is the key. You have to take it every day.
Yeah.
I take it 3 times a day. You take it in the morning, take it lunchtime, and take it again before I go to bed or sometimes at dinner time. But it absolutely, the consistency is the key. I feel great. I haven't felt this good in a very long time in terms of pain, and I wish I had started taking it sooner.
Yeah, it's true, though. I mean, too.
Is that energy enough for you?
Okay. Yeah, you can do Scott Muni. Do it as Scott Muni next time. It's
hookie dookie. It's the Beatles.
I have to tell you, I was so pleasantly surprised because I love telling you things that work for you. And if you go to the 3-week quick start at relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, you get yourself out of pain. Works for me, works for Al. By the way, for me, no clinical claim here, it worked in roughly 5 days. Boom, just like that. I'm telling you, and I think about you. When I go through the day, you think I don't think about you. I do. I say, hey, I got no pain. I got to make sure I report this on the radio. Relieffactor.com. Let me give you the phone number. You ready? 800-500-83-84.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central. Tonight at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Piscopo on the radio. Here we go, baby. These are the best days. These are the glory days. It's so I think it's appropriate that we bring on the number one Bruce Springsteen fan, Governor Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey, kind enough to join us during these crazy times of the great state. Governor Christie, welcome back to the show, sir. Great to have you with us, my friend.
Happy to be back, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Hey, so Bruce, I get sometimes people get mad at me, Governor, because I put Bruce Springsteen on. They go, no. Politically, you can't agree. You could put politics aside, and we've seen you at the Bruce Springsteen concert, right? I mean, maybe the greatest rock and roll act of all time. Please, Governor, give it to me, huh?
Of course. Listen, I have been to 134 Bruce's shows in my life, so I clearly have put politics aside, Joe. And he's an amazing performer. He's one of the prides of New Jersey. And
Thank you.
We just don't talk about it. Next.
Yeah. It's so true. Governor, thanks for joining us. I got to tell you, you and I, you have differences. We all have differences politically and about one thing or another. But I got to tell you, and people, we're talking to Governor Chris Christie, and I was saying, could you maybe go back into office for 2 days, Chris? Maybe just two. Do you mind? Would you do that? I'm just saying, look, this is an objective. I don't want to attack anybody. No, I'm going to be objective. I'm going to be an objective here. I don't want to say anything. Couple days, Chris. Come on. We need just a couple days to put everything back to order. What the heck is going on in New Jersey, Governor? Help us out here.
I had a friend who is without power who texted me yesterday and said, please break out the blue fleece.
That's what I'm talking about.
Please break it out of the closet and let's get something done here.
As a former governor, sir, you don't want to criticize, and we don't mean to criticize, but we've had it. We're done. Chris Christie, we're done.
No.
And people may disagree with you, but I told you this. When Leader Brownick took me up and we had a quick hello when you were governor, I said, you know, you're a great general, you know, and you looked at me like, general, but you called it, man. You called it. You got up there. If you said stay off the beach, stay off the beach, but you had a plan. You didn't just yell at us. You had a plan where we were going. Why can't they put a plan in place in Trenton these days, do you think, Governor?
Well, because, first of all, Trenton is now just a dictatorship. I mean, you know, the legislature has no role to play anymore. You have these Democrats in the legislature who are just sitting back and letting the governor run this place like a dictatorship. There's no give and take. There's no back and forth, no exchange of ideas. And, fact of the matter is that when you let that happen, you're at the whim of the person you hand that authority to. And so, you know, listen, like on days like today, I mean, I just got a notice from JCP&L were out of power in Mendham, and they said we won't have our power back till August 11th.
Yeah, I saw that.
Now,
if you see, and if you're the governor, they know what they got to deal with if they're going to tell you something like that, and you're not going to let that happen. And could you walk through how you did this, Governor? Because we've talked about this before. When power went out in Sandy, and then I'll tell you what, ever since then, you went in, and correct me if I'm wrong, Governor, to fix the grids. For some reason, we didn't have an inkling, a brownout, a flicker after that happened. You stayed on it. What happened between when you left the office? What are they just not watching the infrastructure, sir?
I think, this is the job of the governor and the BPU to stay on top of companies like JCP&L, who, quite frankly, are owned by an Ohio company. They don't invest the way they're supposed to unless they're required to by the BPU and by the governor's office in keeping this infrastructure strong here. You'll notice that there's many more outages in the JCP&L community than there is in the PSEG community. Now, why is that? I would argue to you it's because PSEG, a New Jersey company, makes New Jersey a top priority, and JCP&L, an Ohio company, not so much. And the only way they become a higher priority is if the governor and the head of the BPU stays on top of them to continue every year to invest in infrastructure.
Governor Christie, this was a two-hour windstorm. It was 2 hours, sir. That was about it.
Yep.
It wasn't like Sandy didn't come attack us like Sandy, this mega once-in-a-lifetime, a perfect storm that came in then. This was a couple hours we can't deal with. Chris, this is driving people. I mean, this is upsetting because you're still out of power in Mendham, you're saying, sir?
Oh, yes, absolutely. In fact, at my home, a tree came down, took down the wires and blocked my driveway, and we still haven't had a visit from JCP&L with downed wires on our property and a tree blocking our driveway, so we can't leave, go in and out of our house.
Put the fleece on, go in your driveway, go, do you know who I am? Can you do one of those? come on, Governor.
Listen, part of the problem here is that you've got to stay on top of this stuff on a regular basis, and people should be upset with JCP&L. Atlantic City Electric, from what I can tell, is doing a pretty good job getting things done. PSE&G, but
yes,
JCP&L is they're a problem, and don't tell me it's not because they're owned by an Ohio company and they don't care. They should be.
Yeah.
Listen, what I did during Sandy was I literally got on the phone with other governors and asked them to order electrical line workers to come to our state. And because of my relationships with the other governors, there were thousands of workers who got sent here, but got in their trucks and drove to New Jersey from Wisconsin, from Michigan, from Oklahoma,
Virginia,
from Georgia. Yep, West Virginia, Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama. They all came. And, you've got to put an all-hands-on-deck approach to these kind of things. But listen, why should we be surprised? There are still people getting online at the MVCs at 4 o'clock in the morning to try to get a license plate or try to get a driver's license renewed. There are still unemployed people from March who have not received their first unemployment check. This is a pattern, Joe. It's a pattern of a government that's spending 16% more than we spent when we were there a year and are providing significantly worse services.
Governor Christie, I appreciate you taking the time to come on. And again, if you're listening to Governor Chris Christie, kind enough to join us. And I don't want to attack anybody. It's not my mode. Governor Christie and I have disagreed politically. You have disagreed with Governor Christie politically. Right now, we're all in this together. But the one thing I did say, and where I give you all the credit in the world, sir, is when Sandy went down, and I remember a moment of fear as a father of five kids. As you know, Governor, I have a child at every exit in the great state of New Jersey. You know that. So I said, but really, I was like, But I was like scared, man. I was saying, I got to worry about my kids, man. You stepped up at that mic and you said you did the odds and evens. That was the first thing you did for gas because everybody didn't know, do we have gas? There was a plan. We're not getting plans. We're getting yelled at. When you say get off the beach, you have the impetus to that was, okay, here's what we're going to do. After you stay off the beach, here's what I'm doing. Here's how I'm going to fix this. And not to criticize, but it is so frustrating that we don't have a plan. Could you bullet point maybe briefly, respectfully, Governor Christie, respectfully, to Trenton, what would you do to turn it around? The COVID nonsense, we're being yelled at. Governor Christie, we're told, don't look at somebody. You're going to catch the virus. Oh, if there's one more case, we have medicine out there. President Trump said we have the medicine. We don't utilize the medicine. What could we do COVID-wise? What could we do now? We're like Venezuela now, Governor Christie. What could you suggest to Trenton where they could just move just a little bit, sir?
Well, listen, the first thing is, the first key to effective leadership in a crisis is transparency, is letting everybody know exactly what's going on and on what basis you're making these decisions so they can believe in you. That's the biggest problem we've had here is all the data is being hidden from us. How we're making these decisions about whether there's indoor dining or not. We're going to have it. Oh, no, now we saw it. No, now we're not going to have it. We're going to open certain things up. No, now we're going to close certain things up. And there's no explanation and transparency given on the data. In fact, they've suspended all open public records requests and used the crisis as an excuse. So even members of the legislature are trying to find out what are the basis for these decisions, can't find it out because the administration won't turn over information. That's the first mistake. The second mistake is, not having a plan in place. We left a pandemic plan in place that we wrote in 2015. That plan was not utilized. And that was a mistake, too. We did that in reaction to the Ebola situation and put a pandemic plan in place, left it for the next administration, and it wasn't used. I think the third thing is that, at this point, the people in New Jersey want to be trusted. They want to be trusted to do the right thing. And I think they will do the right thing when challenged to it, to wear masks, to socially distance, to wash your hands frequently, to do all the things that need to be done to help to control this virus. And we need to trust the people. And we're treating this like a daddy state. We're being treated like we're an 11 and 12-year-old children being lectured to every day. And that's not what leadership is. That's the daddy state. And unfortunately, that's what we're getting, in Trenton right now. By the way, a 2.5% tax to our health insurance just got passed, wanting to borrow another $10 billion, which got argued yesterday before the New Jersey Supreme Court, and I hope they stop it. There's things going on in the state. Taxes have been raised every year since I left, every year. And it's just unacceptable. People in New Jersey it's going to break their back.
That's true. Governor Chris Christie with us. Before we let you go, sir, appreciate your time jumping on the air with us. COVID checkpoints in New York. Governor Christie, COVID checkpoints now in New York if you're coming out. And then if you got a quarantine, if you come in from another place that's got a high incident of the Wuhan virus, where do you quarantine? In New York? In New Jersey? I mean, isn't this more a bit, forgive the reference, sir, Gestapo-like?
Well, I would call it daddy state. That's what this is. And I think, listen, I understand the challenges that a lot of these governors face. And this is an awfully difficult time for our country. But, you also have to trust the people that you serve. And if you don't trust the people that you serve, you're not going to be serving for very long.
It's very true. Governor Christie, thanks. You know what? I wanted to put politics aside and hear how you would do everything, in these terrible times, because we do need some leadership, and we appreciate, your service to the great state. Listen, all disagreements aside, Governor, all politics aside, we're all in this together. It's Jersey, baby. And I love that you stay here, What's in the future, Governor? You think down in Washington, what's in the future for you and Mary Patches helping out the community the way you've been doing it? What do you think, sir, if we can ask?
Well, listen, that we're running, and you were great in helping us promote our NJ 30-day fund. We've now helped over 200 businesses, small businesses, with $3,000 forgivable loans. We're continuing to do that. We've raised over $900,000 to help those businesses. So Mary Pat and I are continuing to do that, and we put the first $100,000 in personally to help these small businesses that are just being destroyed by the policies here in New Jersey. And, you know, Joe, I'm 57 years old, so I'm not done with public life yet. So we'll see what comes. We'll wait for this presidential election, see what happens. But I am certainly not done with public life. I love my state, and I love my country, and I feel like I still have a lot to contribute.
You're very kind to join us, Governor Christie. Thanks so much. Love to Mary Patton. Hopefully we'll see you out there soon, Governor.
You betcha, Joe. Thanks for the time and having me on. And keep up the good fight, buddy. We need you speaking out there.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Governor. Thank you, Governor Chris Christie right there. And, you know, we're going to stay on Jersey, on the Jersey line for a second here. We're going to go to Anthony Ambrose, does a great job in Newark, New Jersey. He's director of Newark Public Safety. And we'll talk to Kimberly Kravitz, Paul Molschein on the show as well. Just trying to get some answers because I'm feeling for you. And I know you're listening on your transistor radio, for goodness sake. And you're listening and you're saying, Joe, we have no power. Joe, I don't know what to do with the COVID. There's no direction. I'm feeling for you. And we're trying to get answers. So we appreciate Governor Chris jumping on with us, and we're going to check with Anthony Ambrose. He's a legend in law enforcement in Newark, New Jersey, and you're always welcome at 877-970-2999. Big Al standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
75 degrees at 840. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Members of two of New York's teachers' unions are calling for schools to be closed if there's a confirmed coronavirus case in their building. New York State United Teachers and the United Federation of Teachers say kids should be sent home for 2 weeks and returned once schools are disinfected and clean. They say students would have to learn remotely if they're taken out of the classroom. Unions are also asking the state for clear guidelines on how a potential outbreak should be handled. In sports, Yankees split their doubleheader with the Phillies. They won the nightcap 3-1, lost the first game 11-7. Mets over the Nationals 3-1. Nets blown out by the Celtics 149-115. And the Islanders lost to the Panthers by the final of 3-2. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Let's go to the FDR Drive southbound. Busy down through the 60s with a stalled vehicle just cleared over the Bronx. White Plains Road is closed up by Westchester Ave. It's an ongoing accident investigation. Deegan northbound, heavy traffic up by the McCombs Dam Bridge. Watch out for slowdowns still as you take a ride over to the southbound thruway. Stop and go into Newburgh. It's an accident involving a couple of tractor trailers. Route 4 westbound, getting into Teaneck. That's an accident with an overturned tractor trailer, so watch for delays there as well. Inbound GWB moving okay. Outbound upper, it's construction. Lincoln 20 and Holland 15. We're still seeing some suspensions with New Jersey Transit on the Montclair-Booton, North Jersey coastline, Morris and Essex and Gladstone branches. Metro North on a weekend schedule. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 83. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are wherever you call home, they do too. So whether you stop by a local Napa Auto Parts store, Napa Auto Care Center, or visit Napa online, you can count on Napa know-how.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Anthony Ambrose is standing by. I want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota because I love telling you good things. These are crazy times. Everything's bad. Let me tell you something good. What you can get from Route 22 Toyota. First of all, they're following every CDC guideline. When you go get the your car serviced, they fog the vehicle. They disinfect the vehicle. Listen to me. They got masks on. They're social distancing at Route 22 Toyota. Alex Cancella is your man. Iggy's my buddy. You know, I love Route 22 Toyota. And now for qualified buyers, they have 0% APR financing up to 60 months and zero down leases. Where are you going to find that on some of your favorite Toyota models, right? Alex told me about the zero down leases and 0% interest up to 5 years. 0% interest up to 5 years. He said to call 855-621-9949. You got to say, Joey sent me. That's all you got to do. They know. I'll tell you, it's a family at Route 22 Toyota. Say, look, I heard you on Joe's show. What can you do? Alex, what can you do for me? 855-621-9949. You get yourself into a brand new Toyota. You could test drive a new Toyota with 0% interest, zero down leases. That is the smart way to buy. And you know what else? You don't have to deal with dummies. Am I right? 855-621-9949. $99.49. Route 22 Toyota, it's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com. Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Anthony Ambrose is director of Newark Public Safety. He is a law enforcement legend, much loved by the good people of Newark, New Jersey. And Mr. Director Anthony, welcome to the show, my friend. Great to have you with us on the airwaves.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. A shout out. We got mutual friends. I gotta tell you, you know, as we all love Anthony Pope, you know, a former Newark cop, as you know. And then, you know what's interesting, Anthony? I got more people like Bernie Couric, Commissioner Couric's son, doing such a great job with you. And then, Mike, I shouldn't say this. I want to keep their confidences. But my cousin Paulie, you got young Paulie LaMagna doing a great job under you. And they're so proud to be under you, Anthony Ambrose. You know that, right?
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm proud to have them here. We need them.
Yeah, and you're doing a great job in Newark, the hometown of many of our families, sir. Tell us how the cleanup is going in Newark, New Jersey, sir.
Well, it's going quicker on the city side where, you know, public service is inundated, so we're waiting. At the height of the storm, we had about 9,000 residents without the power. We're down to 5,500. We had over 200 trees down. We had 180 wires down. So we're down to five. A lot of trees down and that have to be cleared up yet, and about six down wires that we're waiting on. So public service is inundated, we understand, but that's the holdup. They're saying that we should see all power restored by Sunday the latest. You know, the storm came through fast and furious for that half hour. It really did a lot of damage. Lucky that it didn't stay here any longer. We'd really be in trouble.
Yeah, and there you have volunteers. You mostly have all the officers and the public utilities on the roads out there, sir.
No, it's all our police officers, our firefighters, our officers of emergency management that are out. They've been out there. We staff in our emergency operations center since the morning of the storm, and we're still still opened up. You know, luckily we had no fatalities. We had one minor injury where a tree service worker was hit in the shoulder. Other than that, the cleanup is monumental, as you know, and it's going to go on for days.
And we're talking to Anthony Ambrose, director of Newark Public Service, Safety in the great town of Newark, New Jersey. So is the power on in all of the city now, Anthony?
About 5,500 residents don't have power. The majority of them are in the North Ward section of the city. We were at 9,000, so we're getting there. From yesterday to today, no other people were restored any power. Hopefully today we'll have a lot more going on, and hopefully by Sunday we'll be back to some normalcy.
All right. And Mr. Director, what services do you have in place for folks if they don't have power? Is there it's hard. They can't go online, you know? Director, they can't go online. So what's the best place if someone's in the North Ward? Is there a place that they can gather if indeed they need, utilities or something like that?
Right. So far, from what we're understanding, that none of our senior complexes are affected. They're, they have generators. If any seniors or any residents do need any type of assistance, they can call our 4311 or 733 non-emergency 6000 number, and we will place them. We have a cooling station with the County of Essex right in Branchbrook Park that are giving out water. So far, we've been lucky. I've been working with EMS in case anybody with any special needs has to be transported. So we're on top of it. But so far, it looks like, it cooled down a little bit, not much. So we're going in the right direction.
Look at this. Anthony Ambrose doing so much for the great city of Newark, an Italian-American. Anthony, can you get the Columbus statue back? That's all I asked this morning. I know you don't answer that because you're going to get in trouble. I know you're going to get. You can't. But stay. yeah. Anthony Ambrose, thank you. I'll tell you, you're a legend in the great city of Newark, Mr. Director, and we appreciate your public service, and thanks for keeping the good people of Newark safe, my friend.
Thank you. Okay.
Take care. Take care. Anthony Ambrose right there, director of North Public. I thought I threw Columbus in there, you know? By the way, you got people with no power? Huh? They got COVID-19? Yeah, that's fine. But can you get Columbus back? Can you get Columbus back? I'm telling you. Stay with me on that because we're going to get that statue back. There's inner workings here, and we're going to get through our friends at the Italian Tribune. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mr. Fortunato's going to help. We're going to put the Columbus statue on private land. And then you know what? I shouldn't say this, and I'm saying this in a facetious way, so please don't attack me. You try to take it down. It's on private land. Yeah, you try to take it down. You see, that's what's going to be happening with all these Columbus statues. Trust me, it's crazy times, and I know what you're going through, and I know how frustrating it is. And I know you're in your apartment, your home, and you're thinking, what's going on? No one's – we will get there. You have people working for you, and sooner than later, you'll be taken care of. But it is nothing shy of inexcusable that we are here in the 21st century with everything that we have. We have to be better prepared. We have to stop the political infighting, and we have to worry about things like infrastructure, like taking care of the people, not just taxing us and then putting forth a political agenda that has nothing to do with the taxpaying citizens of the great state of New Jersey or the great state of New York. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 877-970-2999. Debbie Duhame is out there on the roads. She's checking out traffic on AM 970 The Answer. Thank you so much, Debbie.
Thank you, Joe. Let's go to the inbound GWB. Moving okay. Outbound GWB upper construction till 2:30. Lincoln 20 and Holland 15 minutes getting into town. We're still seeing some slowdowns this morning on the Merritt Parkway southbound, getting down toward exit 33 and toward Stamford with an accident over there. Stop and go traffic on the Jackie Robinson. Jackie Robinson is moving solely eastbound, getting out toward Union Turnpike. The problem is that ongoing construction over on the Grand Central causing the delays on the Jackie over on the southbound throughway. Here's stop and go into Newburgh, an accident involving a couple of tractor trailers over there. And we're getting reports of an accident on the Deegan northbound right by the stadium. So watch out for that as well. White Plains Road is still closed, getting out toward Westchester Ave in the Bronx. That's an accident investigation. And also on the Grand Central Parkway West over by LaGuardia, a collision taking one lane over there as well. 80 West, exit 58 in Patterson, a crash. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Okay, I got something for you. If I told you I could get you out of pain, what would you do? You'd go to relieffactor.com. I know that you would. I didn't think I could, I thought I'd just live with this pain. I'm thinking because I worked out so hard. Remember the days when I was working out, you know? When I was working out, I was on the cover of Muscle and Fitness magazine. Remember that? Yeah. Under the career title of What Was I Thinking? I would love that. No drugs, by the way. No steroids. But I worked out. But I would bang heavy weights, man. And I'm not a big guy, you know? I'm paying for it now. You pay for it now. And I used to run like a gazelle. Me and my buddy, the fat man. I know I'm not supposed to use that. That's rude. But we used to, that was his nickname back in the day. God forbid I was politically incorrect. Me and my buddy, Big Dave, we would shag flies down Long Beach Island, just the two of us. He would throw that ball up. He could hit it 300, 400 yards, that guy. And I would be the outfielder chasing it down like a gazelle. I could run like that. Not so much anymore. Going up the stairs is tough because you wear your body down. So then comes Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor. And I keep hearing about Relief Factor. And all my friends, Larry Elder, it's Dr. Gorka, you know, they're doing like Relief Factor. I'm going, wow, maybe I should, I talked to Laura, our sales chief. She goes to Pete. Long story short, me and Al zoom in with Pete. We have got more people getting on the Relief Factor journey. That's for you. A lot of people have done this 3-week quick start. You got to do it for 3 weeks, okay? It's at your house in about 2 to 3 days. It's only $19.95, and we want to see if we can get you out of pain. So many people have gotten the quick start. We want you to start that this morning, okay? So you can go to relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com, because now, after all the wear and tear on my body through the years, doing all the stuff I just talked about, by the grace of God, I feel great. I feel great, and in 5 days, not 3 weeks, 5 days, I felt relief from Relief Factor. Not a clinical study, not a clinical claim. It worked for me. I think it will work for you. ReliefFactor.com or call, please, 800-500-8384.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us for the very first time, a very special guest who is a New York City treasure, a legend in the Harlem community, Reverend Robert Royal. You speak of Jimmy Hoffa, we talk about the father. You knew him, didn't you?
The old man was quite a figure.
particularly when it came to negotiations, contract negotiation. He didn't take no prisoners. You either were with him or you were against him. And Jimmy Hoffa was true to a fault. He never once deceived anybody. He told you right up front, I'm doing this for my people. And that's what Jimmy Hoffa was all about. A great man. And in spirit, he still lives in my mind, and I pray God that he lives in every Teamster that walks this earth.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd. Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Napa know-how. At Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, while supplies last, offer ends 8/31/20.
Cancer treatment with possibly a second chance for you even if chemo, radiation, or surgery didn't work? Meet New York's only Harvard-trained, triple-board certified radiation oncologist. It's the Radio Surgery Show with Dr. Gil Lederman. Sunday evenings at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
We're Diamond and Silk, and we have a new book coming out called Uprising.
The Awakening of Diamond and Silk.
No one we grew up with could have dreamed of what we have been able to accomplish.
Our mother was born in poverty to sharecroppers. She was living the American nightmare.
So for us, the American dream meant not only the freedom to find love and follow our faith. Freedom meant not letting anyone else define who we are, what we can do, or who we should vote for.
In Uprising, we talk about the world we grew up in and what led us to rebel against that world.
And how rebellion led us to speak out on politics and reach millions of viewers, and how you can reach others too. You've seen us.
And you've heard us.
Now read all about us in Uprising.
Uprising by Diamond and Silk, coming August 18th. Pre-order at Amazon or wherever books are sold.
Joe on the radio. So as I was broadcasting out of my truck yesterday. Thank you. Yes, the live from my SUV, and then I in my garage, and I could look out the garage window, and I would see the deck that was rhino shielded. I told you this on the air yesterday. It looks so good. I'm telling you, I can't believe how good my house looks because we rhino shielded the home, and Arthur Idala did the same thing. And so many businesses, so many homes are rhino shielding their places of business or their home. It's a ceramic coating, rhino shield is. Seals your house or commercial business. It looks just like paint, has a 25-year guarantee. And now Susan is offering 15% off the final price. Any job signed in the month of August, no matter when you want the job started. Susan is offering no payments, no interest financing for an entire year. You're going to love it. Again, this is an independent business owner. We love supporting local small businesses. We like when you support Rhino Shield. I ask that you just call Susan just to see what she could do for your home. I'm telling, it's what I did. I didn't know. What Rhino Shield? I didn't know. I told you, I heard John Gambling, the great John Gambling, talk about it. I go, oh, Rhino Shield, what is that? Susan came out, best thing I've ever done for my house. Rhino Shield. It's 877-744-6608. Call Susan, please. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint. Joe Lundberg is out there looking out for us. Joe, it looks like it's an overcast. We got a little rain coming in today, huh?
Yeah, a couple of showers midday, but I think that's it. The heavy rain stays way to our south today. That's good. Well, temperatures as a result of the clouds are going to be closer to 80. Tonight gets humid. We get a couple of showers, a thunderstorm, mainly after midnight, and then a shower and thunderstorm or two tomorrow before it dries out for the most part this weekend, and it gets pretty warm. 83 Saturday, upper 80s on Sunday.
All right, Joe Lundberg. And our allergy report, if you'd be so kind, sir.
And that's brought to us by our friends at Balance of Nature. It's moderate to high again today and probably will be tomorrow into the weekend.
All right, Joe. Thank you so much. Joe Lundberg right there, our marathon man meteorologist from the Weather Answer Desk. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 857 right now. I see those phone calls. If you could hold, please, I'll grab the calls when we when we come right back off the top of the hour. You got Al doing the local news. We'll go to network news, and then we will take your phone calls right here. 877-970-2999. And Kimberly Kravitz is going to join us next hour as well. Paul Molsheim from the North Star Ledger. You don't want to miss Paul. He's fired up, you know. And Kimberly is New Jersey News Network anchor. But we're going to go to Long Island when we come back. We want to see what's happening on Long Island. Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Hey, you know what? We got this. And we're coming right back at you.